Well, I'm sure that most of your listeners understand and know, and your readers, that the situation of the world today has changed radically. And we normally put on these international events, the World Gathering of the Family, which was scheduled for June of next year, and World Gathering of Young People that was scheduled for 2022 in Lisbon, Portugal. And for many years, the church has been organizing these events. But given the situation of the world today and this coronavirus that has changed our lives and changed the world in many ways, we had to think, would it be possible to have such events? These are international events, which means that people come from many countries around the world. I think 150 different countries around the world normally attend these events. So is that going to happen in such a short period of time? For example, here in Rome, we would be planning for not next June, but the following June, we would have to prepare all the organizational aspects of this event, the logistical aspects, the economic aspects of putting on one of these events. And it would be imprudent for us to make that decision now because we do not know exactly what the situation of our world will be as this pandemic comes to an end.
And I'm sure the safety of those who would travel is probably utmost in
mind. It's also, you've got to put yourself into the mind of people, families, the World Gathering of the Family. Are you going to bring your wife, your husband, your children to a country in such a short period of time after this epidemic is ravaging the world? It's just not going to happen. And to have over a million young people gathered in one place, in one city, it's just not prudent until we know that they are going to be safe.
And speaking about the current COVID-19 pandemic, what is the Dicastery for Laity, Family and Life doing at this critical moment?
At this critical moment, well, obviously, these two international events are just events that we organize. It's not our daily work. It's one of the aspects of our work, but it's not our daily work. We continue to do the everyday work of helping and promoting, in the case of the family and life, dealing with issues from all around the world, especially through conferences of bishops and through the individual bishops in their diocese. Our work continues every day. We do it in a different way. Sometimes we do it virtually, you know, via the internet. We have meetings with people in different parts of the world regarding family life and the promoting of family life. We have it with young people in the ministry office. And we continue to do our work that we would normally do every day. We have a small staff that comes into the office every day, and they rotate every day so that they're not constantly in the office. But there is always a group of five or six people here in the offices every day. The rest of the staff and those who can work from home. We have meetings, staff meetings every day, you know, with the family section, the life section, youth section, and, you know, the office of the laity. We have meetings every day via Zoom. That's how we work, and that's how our work continues every day.
And you say that you're providing counsel to dioceses throughout the world, especially on the family. Well, at this moment, many families are experiencing lockdown, and it has been inviting them to concentrate on the essentials and putting their family first. So what can families learn from this situation right now?
What can they learn? I think the words of Pope Francis are exceptional during these days and during these times. Even his daily masses every morning, it would be good to listen to what he has to say. I think that one of the great things, the family, you know, is the most essential aspect of our social life. It is the basis of all social life. The family, we learn the values that should guide us in everything we do. In those families, today, more than ever before, the family finds itself depending only on each other. All other distractions are set aside. We're living closely together, the majority of people, and the majority of families come and live together. So what do they learn? They learn how to care for each other. More than ever before, we are not distracted by the many different distractions that take place throughout the world. And we learn how to take care and care for each other. I believe that the world will become a much smaller place because we have to be worried and care about every corner of this world. We can no longer be an individual thinking of an individual country or an individual situation. Why? Because what happens 500 miles away, 20 or 2,000 or 5,000 miles away affects us all. COVID-19 affects every corner of the world today, which shows that the human race, we are all one family. And probably, and I would hope, that the greatest lesson that we would all learn in this experience is precisely that. We are one family. What happens to one of us will happen to each and every one of us. We need to care for other people. You learn that, and you learn the value of the other person in family life. And I hope and I pray that that is one of the aspects that will most affect us.